The Pioneer Briefing, der Podcast.
Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen allerseits. Mein Name ist Gabor Steingart und wir starten jetzt gemeinsam in dieses Wochenende, denn heute ist Samstag, und zwar Samstag, der 21. Mai. Niklas Zennström ist ein schwedischer Milliardär und Technologieexperte. Und beides, das Technologieexpertentum und das Milliardärsein, hängen aufs Engste miteinander zusammen. Denn Zennström war der Skype-Gründer oder Mitbegründer und die Firma wurde dann wenig später für einen Wahnsinnsbetrag an eBay und später nochmal an Microsoft verkauft. Zennström ist aber, Vorsicht, Klischee, deswegen nicht ein One-Trick-Pony, sondern er investierte sein Geld immer weiter. Im Jahr 2006 gründete er Atomica. Das ist eine Investmentgesellschaft und die wiederum konzentriert sich auf Unternehmen mit bahnbrechenden Ideen, auf sogenannte Breakthrough Innovations. Niklas investierte bisher in 40 Unternehmen auf 3 Kontinenten. Und er gilt in Europa als einer der ganz Großen in diesem Geschäft. Deshalb dachten Christian Miele und ich, es sei doch vielleicht eine gute und auch für Sie lohnende Idee, diesen Mann in unser Podcast-Studio einzuladen. Christian Miele ist selbst Technologieinvestor und Co-Host unseres Tech-Briefings mit Christoph Käse. Also trafen wir uns, und zwar zu dritt, und sprachen über die aktuelle Börsenturbulenz und über das, was da noch kommt. Die Amerikaner nennen es das Next Big Thing und Niklas versteht sich darauf, zumindest auf die Suche danach. Wir fühlten uns also von diesem geradeaus denkenden und sprechenden Niklas inspiriert. Und ich hoffe, Sie gleich auch. A warm welcome to Niklas Zennström. Hi.
Hi. Great to be here.
Hello also from my side, Niklas. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Christian.
We're looking back on one of the longest bull markets of all time, especially in tech. But now we are seeing that some of the stars are falling, from Tesla to Netflix. Is it all over now?
It's not. I think what you need to look at, you need to separate the stock market pricing from the underlying innovation and digital transformation. We're still in the very, very early days of the digital transformation of all sectors in the economy. And the market has previously, last year, been a little bit overheated, shall we say, and valuations have been expecting like high performance from many companies. And I think that the stock market is obviously now correcting, but the underlying demand for new services, from digital services, from services from startups and scale-ups is something that's not going to go away.
Sometimes it looks like a shakeout. If you look at Netflix, for example, maybe there are a part of the companies which will never come back. What do you think?
I'm not kind of studying specifically Netflix, but maybe as many of us are watching Netflix. But I think that, you know, there was, during the pandemic, there was an acceleration of digitalization, both on the enterprise side, but also on the consumer side. And of course, Netflix was a very, very good beneficiary of that. And they also executed extremely well. But what you have seen here is that these companies are, these consumer companies, like whether Netflix or Spotify and others, they're operating on a global platform, which is now the internet of billions of people. And so it's a good example of where the internet as a platform and with the mobile devices and the cloud is providing much, much more efficient way to do things compared to the old-fashioned way of local televisions. And having that global footprint of consumers also enabled them to invest heavily into content. Now, of course, we've seen there's a multiple choices. So this is just a question of how many subscriptions people will have.
So give us some hope, Niklas. Do you see a turning point for the stock market, especially for the tech part of it?
I would say this, is that the digital transformation is very, very early. And we will continue to see more new companies being born. And also those companies are eventually coming out on the stock market. So we will continue to see new entrants on the stock market and they will also become big companies. And of course, my hope and my conviction is that we're going to see even more technology companies from Europe that are also entering the stock market and becoming really big companies.
So with your experience from the dot-com bubble, as well as the financial crisis, what would you tell founders and entrepreneurs today how to buckle up for the next months and maybe even years in the light of all the different challenges that are ahead of us?
Yeah, so that's a good point. And I think those, you know, the dot-com crash and the global financial crisis and this, and then the pandemic and this, they're all different in a way. And I think that ultimately it's about, you know, what are the demand that customers put on services? And, you know, it's for sure now we're going into an economical reality where both consumers and enterprises probably going to be looking more into the budget and have constrained. So when we speak to founders about this, we're talking to them about what are the benefits for your customers that their services are providing. And the reason why we've had a digital transformation is that digital products are doing things in a different way. They're replacing a legacy solution with a digital solution, which is much more cost efficient. So in an environment where there's more economic constraint from customers, actually digital services, not all of them, but many of them are providing to be much more efficient. And that's, I think, is the focus.
And what do you think, like in this slide, what politicians, especially in Europe, need to do now?
If you talk about innovation and entrepreneurship, this flywheel is spinning really fast and continues to spin very, very fast, regardless what the politicians are doing, because the power of entrepreneurship, young people want to start companies. You have such more recycling of experience.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, an dieser Stelle blenden wir uns aus. Das ganze Gespräch zwischen Christian Miele, Niklas Zennström und mir hören Sie jetzt auf thepioneer.de oder in unserer Pioneer-App. Bleiben Sie mir gewogen. Es grüßt Sie auf das Herzlichste. Ihr Gabor Steingart.